Hello?
Hi, Armando. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. I'm on the other line with one of your reps. Should I hang up on her?
Is it regarding the payment? Because that's why I was calling.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I just merged the calls in case she comes back because she put me on hold.
Oh, okay. No problem.
What I was telling her is that I had a cup. I got a, while I was at one of my jobs, mind you, when I'm in my jobs, I'm real like, I really have no time to take care of things. So anyhow, they collected 2 payments from me, totally $500. So that's the,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I have all the documentation here. So when I talked to somebody from Local Splash, I said that, because they said they were from Local Splash. So now I'm like, okay, how does this work? Why are people calling me saying that they're from Local Splash? And then I gave them my business bank card number.
So
I have all the documentation. It's called CD Digital.
It's called CD Digital, you said?
Yeah, I have it right here. Hold on. It's called.
I would report that to your bank as fraud because if they're misrepresenting themselves and telling
you. I reported it.
Good.
The only thing is that now I'm just like, now I'm magnifying everything that I'm doing and I want to make sure who I'm dealing with and what, you know what I mean? Cause I'm getting the process of getting somebody to take care of all this for me. So I don't have to, you know, cause I don't have time for this. But
yeah, of
at
course.
The same time, they said they were from Local Splash. So okay, so why would they say they're from Local Splash and how is this information privy to other people?
So
I mean?
Don't know how they would know unless you have one of our websites and maybe they recognize that it was a Local Splash site. So I don't know how that was done. But if anybody is legitimately calling you from Local Splash, when we set up your account, we had you put a security question and answer on file. So that is the city that you were born in and the answer is Granada Hills. So if somebody calls you, I don't care who they claim they are, and if they're saying they're with Local Splash, just ask them, hey, can you confirm the security question and answer that's on file? If they can't confirm it, then they're not a legitimate employee of Local Splash.
Yeah, I didn't either I wasn't informed of that, or maybe I just totally forgot about that because in the heat of the moment, you know, I'm over here working on, you know, these. I was actually working in a very important project. So now I just, you know, every call I get, it don't matter who it is. I just tell them, you call me in the evening after 5 o'clock and then we can take it from there. You know?
Yeah.
And then, so they call me back again to get another payment. And then, I had already kind of like, figured out that these people weren't with you guys because I talked to one of your reps the last time I called and I told him what happened.
Right.
And so I go, oh yeah, you're from Local Splash. Okay, yeah. Oh, awesome. I'm on the other line with the main rep. You probably know them. Let me conference us. So when I supposedly went to the other line, they hung up.
Interesting. Wow.
So it's called hold on, I have it right here. There's 2 payments. Yeah, I gave him $500. TD Digital Marketing, and I have a phone number here. Well, I don't know if it's a phone number, but it's in my Wells Fargo account.
PV Marketing, you said? Like P like Paul, V like Victor?
No. T as in Tom, D as in David, Digital Marketing.
TD Digital Marketing. What's the phone number that's on your bank statement? Because we have a pretty good legal team and a fraud department, so we can at least flag it here too.
I gave all that information to the rep from Local Splash last time. Did she didn't note it?
The one you talked to just earlier today?
No. Do you have any records of the notes? Because she says that she was gonna report it. So obviously she didn't report it. It wasn't important enough for her.
No, the last record I have was the rep that spoke with you today, but also there was somebody on August 23rd that was talking to you just about changing access from manager to, oh, so she didn't put anything about the other company. She just put able to speak with Armando.
I think, oh, either that one or the one right before it, but yeah, it was around that time because,
oh, let me check the third one before it. Hold on. This was on 8/20, but I don't know if you would have if that would have been happened by then, because your billing with us is on the 30th. So nobody should have been calling you on the 20th asking for payment. Cause you know, did it just happen or did it happen around then?
Okay. So I got the payment was on the 31st. 348 to Local Splash.
Oh, wow.
But that says Local Splash. That's you guys. That's
731. That's probably the initial one on, was it on 731?
731, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the initial one. And then there was a $99 charge on August 2nd, which was for your Google Workspace to have the emails go to the web domain. And then your monthly payment of $268, that's the one that we're having trouble with as of August 30th.
Okay. I don't have a problem paying that now. Don't want to have my, hold on. I'm just looking back here, making sure, you know. Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at the dates right now. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. It's, of course.
Oh, I'm going back. Okay, here it is. The first one is, what a dummy. This is August 5th.
Oh, and August 5th.
Yeah, and I was getting hit with, I didn't know, I haven't had the time to sit down and really log everything and kind of keep track of what I'm supposed to pay or what I've paid already, whatever. But this is on August 5th and it was a purchase authorized on August 2nd. It was around the same time. So I'm thinking, okay, was this another payment? I didn't know about this payment. So I just made it, you know, blindly.
Mm. So the $99 one was valid. That was the one on the second. But the one after that wasn't us because, we didn't get any, well, you weren't even due for another payment until August 30th. So
it's called hold on. It's called TG Digital. T as in Tom, G as in Gary.
Oh, TG. Digital. Okay. I thought you said TD like David. TG.
No, TG. And it's TG Digital Marketing. I thought it was like David, but it's not as G. And the number is 661.
Okay, hold on. I got to go back to that screen. Hold on. I want to fix it. So, modify. Okay, I put TD, so I'm going to change it to TG Digital Marketing. Called client and took $500, two payments of $249, and they told them they were local
flash. No. One payment of $200.
Oh.
And one payment of $300.
Oh, okay. So they did $200 and $300. Okay.
So the only one that I authorized was the first one. And then, somebody else called, and I'm like, no, I already made that. I already made a payment. They're like, oh, okay, well, whatever, right? So I hung up. But they still submitted another payment.
Wow. That's
They still
terrible.
Submitted another payment.
Yeah.
And I'm on the weekend. So I think it happened over the weekend because on the weekend
mm-hmm.
is when I have – sometimes I have, like, downtime enough for me to, like, go over my records, and I've seen these two payments. So I called Local Splash to find out, okay, how much have I paid and how much do I need or what have you, right?
Right.
And they're like, no, that was, we never, the last payment we got was this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what happened with that.
I'm so sorry, but what's the phone number since you're looking at it?
It's 661-502-1908.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a reference payment for the payment. It's as in Sam, 5842-1660. 2379-520.
Mm-hmm. That's the 200 payment or the 300?
200.
200? Okay.
Yeah.
And then is
and then
there...
The 300 mm-hmm. was on August 5th that I got the record of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... And that was authorized also on August 5th, so they charged them both on the same day.
Okay.
And that's same information, 661-502-1908. That's for 300.
Does it
and
have a different reference? Oh, it does. Okay.
It's SS and Sam, 46-42-15-51-49-31-565.
And that's for 300. Okay.
That's for 300. And then they still have the gun and audacity to call me like two or three more times.
Wow.
Yeah, they were an aggressive, fraudulent, and I'm surprised that they have their records here because, you know, that's fraud. So, and I'll go to court against them, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that the banks will just reverse the charge and the company will get charged back for that. I don't think you're going to be responsible for it because that was misrepresentation. They told you they were with Local Splash when they weren't, right?
Right.
So
right.
I don't think you have to worry about that. It might take a process, you know, it might take 4 or 6
right.
weeks or however the bank takes to, you know, was it a debit
right.
or a credit card?
It was my bank business debit card.
Oh, that might be sticky because sometimes they say with a debit card, there's different rules than with a credit card. But usually if it has a Visa or MasterCard, I think you would be okay.
Yeah.
But,
it has a Visa.
But I'm going to definitely, pass this on to my, CEO and the owner of the company because then, you know, they can get the legal team involved. But just know
right.
moving forward, anybody that's with Local Splash, they will have access.
Oh, trust me.
Not only the answer, but also the security question that you picked. So, yeah,
right.
you can change that at any time, too.
And,
if you ever
and,
think,
and
yeah.
I'm not gonna, and I'm not going to give no more payments. I shouldn't
yeah.
be able to get no more payments. Everything should be recurring already. So that's one thing I had to think about, right?
Yeah, you're only going to pay on the 30th of each month. You're never going to pay, like, on the 30th and then again on the 5th and then again on the 2nd. The only reason you had a payment on the 2nd for $99 is that you upgraded your package and you took that workspace package to get the emails through your website. But other than that,
right.
you're just going to pay on the 30th of each month. So let's at least get that past due payment up to speed if you're able to. And then thank you
uh-huh.
so much for sharing all of this information so that we can flag it with our legal team, you know, because that helps us a lot too, you know. So I appreciate
right.
that. So for the new card, is it still Whystone Avenue for the billing address?
Yeah, everything is still the same as far as like the address and all that. It's just a different card now.
A different number. Okay, so go ahead with the new number when you're ready. Thank you. Are you looking for the number?
I'm getting my wallet out.
Oh, okay. What kind of dog is that?
They're both Chihuahuas.
Oh, cute. Those are such good dogs.
They are.
They're mighty, small but mighty. They'll protect you because they have that bark, and people, you know, if they were going to break in, they're not going to come to a house with a lot of noise like that, you know?
Yeah. No, of course they won't.
Yeah, I have a little dog, too, that barks. Yep.
Even if I tell them to shut up, they're like, no, I'm doing my job. Leave me alone. You go do your work when you leave us, when you abandon us all day.
I saw two Chihuahuas at the dog beach, and they were doing that. They were almost having a competition. They were barking and barking and barking, and I think they were barking at each other, and, like, the owner was just so used to it, you know?
Yeah. I have a question before we proceed. So,
yes.
I was talking to the lady about, because I haven't had time to really even go on my website. So
okay.
I went to the website, and
yes.
Are we ever going to get rid of these pre-templated pictures of these epoxy work that I didn't do?
Yeah, absolutely. So once we get the payment up to speed, I can send a message to that department to make any revisions on the site that you'd like. I could also show you how to get on the dashboard and make revisions on your end where you can remove pictures and add pictures and rearrange pictures.
Well, I tried when I was still on the dashboard, and there's a picture that I can add pictures, but I couldn't do nothing with the templated pictures.
Oh, the templated ones, you didn't have a way to remove them?
No.
Interesting. Let me check on the dashboard here.
Yeah.
I only see like pictures that look like they might be your work. They don't look to me like they're stock photos or anything. But what I'll do is I'll have the technicians refer to it and take off the stock photos and just use the ones that you uploaded on the desk.
Yeah, there should be enough pictures for them to put on there already.
Yeah, there is. I think there's one duplicate here, so I'll take that one off. You don't need the duplicate, but everything else looks.
But you have a total. You have a total of like how many pictures of mine already?
It looks like we have your logo, a cover photo. That's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that should be. I mean, plenty enough to remove anything that's pre-templated and put my pictures.
Yep, and then there's some videos on here too.
Right, the videos too. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So good. I see that. Okay.
If you could take care of that today.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to waste more time than I have to. I mean, this thing has been like a thorn in my side already, but
I bet.
I just need to get this done because, I'm already dealing with enough with clients and, you know, like employees and stuff like that. And it just, it's a headache. So, today, I would like to take care of everything like right now on this phone call if I can. So
okay.
That way I can just go. Matter of fact, I'm going to open my laptop right now and I'm going to log. Once I make the payment, I'll log in and I want to have the website the way I want it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Today, you know?
Yeah, if you want, I could even have that department call you back because all I do typically is collect failed payments. And so if we have them call you, they're the ones that actually make the revisions. And, you know,
transfer me now?
I'll try. Hold on. Let me see if someone in that department is available. And then if so, I can transfer you after we're done. So 1 second. I just have to put it in. We work on a GChat system throughout the office. So if I put it in this group, somebody will see it if they're available and I can transfer now. If not, I'll have them call you back. Let's just see.
And then I want to add in a couple of more keywords for my Google search. I want to put epoxy near me, epoxy contractor near me, or epoxy flooring near me, and also epoxy in Los Angeles, or epoxy in San Fernando. You know what I mean? Like those mm-hmm. words. Is there possible I could do that?
Yep, absolutely. So let me just finish sending this note over to the people that are in the web development department. And then I'm going to go over here and I'm going to put a revision request to add some keywords. So that's, okay, revision request. So I know you said Epoxy Los Angeles, right? What else was it?
Yeah. Epoxy Los Angeles, Epoxy LA also.
Mm-hmm.
Epoxy in San Fernando Valley. And then epoxy near me, epoxy floors near me.
Mm-hmm.
And then epoxy contractor near me. And then marble metallic epoxy. And then epoxy metallic. I already had metallic epoxy, but I want to put epoxy metallic floor. And then just epoxy by itself. Cause I also, I'm getting the license to sell epoxy.
Oh, cool. Okay. So what I sent to them is please add, keywords, epoxy Los Angeles, epoxy LA, epoxy floors near me, epoxy San Fernando Valley, epoxy contractor near me, marble metallic epoxy, epoxy metallic floor, and epoxy. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. That's
okay.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. So.
And also, license epoxy contractor.
Okay. So, Selena in the web development department is going to take your call. She's just responding because I'm going to tell her I need a couple of minutes. He is updating the payment first. To transfer? Let me just ask her so I have it. Okay. So now I'll go back to your billing, and then for the billing, you said the card number was what?
4259.
Okay.
0720.
Okay.
5588.
Got it.
1253.
Okay, and expiration?
It's 828.
And the code?
362.
362. Okay, and then if you go to your site right now, I wanted you to look at it just to see what has been done so far, just so that you can kind of go over it with Selena when she jumps on the call. So, because it does look like they put some of your actual photos on here. So I want to, you know, before she starts deconstructing it.
I just wanted to remove, I think she should know what I send and what I have.
All stock photos, right?
Take all the stock photos out of the way.
Photos on the dashboard, but here he comes. Okay, so I'm going to put you on a brief hold and get you to transfer over to her, and then she'll pick up where I'm leaving off, okay?
Okay, so right now I usually do everything through my phone, but I'm in my laptop. So just
okay.
Bear with me real quick. I'm going to put My Local Splash on Google.
No, what I would do is just go to your website, which is, you know, is it Blessed, without the E? Okay, or without the E's,
yes.
BlessedCoatingsInc.com, again, without the E's, and that will pull up your page. If you see that orange banner at the top, don't panic. That's just because we were having trouble with the payment. That's going to be removed today now that the payment went through. Okay, so you're all good to go there. And then I'll get Selena on to go over, you know, the revisions with you right now. She said her extension is 773. So I'll put you on a brief hold, and then we'll get her on the line to pick up where I'm leaving off, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I enjoyed talking to you. Have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, hold on, please.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
The person at extension.